Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, good evening, and welcome back to another exciting segment here on the live show on Blog Talk. It is your show host, Sugar, and you know how we get down here on the hottest urban show on the internet. I just want to say that, first and foremost, my listeners, I know I have been MIA for a minute, but you know that the old saying, good things come to those who wait. And so you know I had to put together an incredible segment for you. And tonight I have one of my good girlfriends who also was one of my personal hairstylists. She's a part of my glam squad. I got to give it up today for Miss Latrell Dean. Welcome back, girl, to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Girl, I am doing so good. And, you know, my favorite word is excited, because I say that all the time. But I truly am excited because, you know, we have history together. We go back, girl, like 8 tracks, we go back. And, you know, it's just so good to see you, girl, prospering and God just truly blessing you. I mean, on hairline, shut up. So for those of you who are new to Brown Sugar Radio, Latrell actually does, I'm telling you, she's a jack of all trades. She's got all different kind of entrepreneurship things going on here. But the main focus for tonight is her new hairline, Hair to Eternity. And that name is just by itself alone something that would draw my attention, you know. And I want to just talk about tonight in regards to, we're going to get into hair care a little bit, and then her different types of hair that she has. And for those of you who are in my chat, let me double check, make sure that I have it open. I do. All right, so those of you who are new, I want to encourage you at this time to please take the opportunity, create a user account. It is complimentary. And lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. All right, so you'll be notified when we have hot and exciting shows such as this. So, Miss Latrell,
yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
Girl, you got so much going on here, from the hair, I mean, always looking fly, you know what I'm saying? She has a tremendous amount of style. You need to be a personal stylist too, girl. Let's go ahead and add that to the resume. I mean, she's just so super cute, you know, on her Instagram and her Facebook. I'm like, what she got on today? You know, I like to look at your page sometimes just to see how she can put together another outfit, because Latrell just got it going on like that. In regards to your hair, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like the new product, Hair to Eternity, that you launched. How did, you know, that come about? And, you know, let me know as far as your passion for it.
Well, you know, being in the hair business, being doing hair and also wearing hair, I love hair. So sometimes, you know, you get hair and you just want something that you feel like is going to be a perfect fit for you. Once you're into that hair business and into that hair care, you know what's a good type of hair, what's a good brand of hair. And for myself, I just got tired of having hit and misses with different vendors or the beauty supplies and things like that. So I decided I want to create my own hairline. I want to get something for myself that I think is just going to be something that I know is going to be perfect for myself and for the other women out there trying to you know, go ahead and get what it is that they want to try to get done or have that flow, that body. So I just went ahead and just decided, let me put my mind to this. Let me think about what it is that I want to do, what textures I'm looking for, what feel, what curl pattern. And I just started, you know, dibbling on a piece of paper and decided, okay, this is the mixtures of hair that I want together. And then that's where I came up with Hair to Eternity, because I know what I like.
And the name, Hair to Eternity, girl, that is just so fly. You know, I mean, it speaks to masses amount of people. I've always believed that your name, your personal name and what you name, your business endeavors, certainly all connect. It's like a divine intervention one way or another. How did God lead you to that name in regards to Hair to Eternity?
Well, when I decided to I wanted to come up with a name. It was very, very, very stressful at the time. But, you know, I come from a family of hair. My family, everyone in my family, hairstylist. It's just all about hair in my family. So that's an eternity thing to me. It was something that I was destined to do. And then with me just loving hair, so I just figured, okay, let's put Hair to Eternity together, because it was just something that my family played a big role in it, just off of the history that they have in the hair business.
And I think that, you know, certainly that is a gift. You know, not everyone has the ability to be able to look at hair and say, okay, this is a good grade of hair. Or, you know, this is, you know, I guess what you would call premium hair, whereas the other ones, you know, the less expensive brands, you know, they knot up. You're constantly having issues with them shedding, you know, and these are some of the things that I want to get into tonight in regards to educating my listeners about the importance. And by the way, I'm going to tell you, the phone lines are packed tonight. I'm going to go ahead and put the number out there. I see that, girl, look, they are supporting Miss Dean tonight. Yeah, they in the house.
That's a blessing.
Yes, it is. Okay. I want to open up the phone lines in just a minute. I'm going to have you, each of you, ask a question if you'd like, or you can give a comment. Just be polite to my guests now, because I don't play when it comes to my guests. Be respectful, please. Definitely, I just want to real quick get into what is it that an individual should look for, you know, when they're purchasing hair. What are some of the qualities that are important when investing in a hair care, such as wearing a weave?
Well, you know, there are four main lines of hair, and that's the Malaysian, the Indian, the Brazilian, and the Peruvian. Those are the very, very popular brands of hair. When looking for hair, you have to make sure that it has that feel. Do the strand test where you comb through it and it's not shedding, no tangling. All hair is going to shed. So you can't say that no hair is going to shed, but you just have to know the difference. And there are subtle differences between all four types of the hair. Like the difference are movement appearing in the way that the hair moves, the feel, the touch, the curl patterns, and they all have natural movement. You know, they all come in different patterns, straight, curly, wavy. But for me, the Malaysian hair, it appears to be like excessively shiny, but after two or three washes, the shine lessens a little bit, but it doesn't require any products to keep the curl pattern or whatnot. You just have to know what you're getting into. You can't think that everything that says 100% human is 100% human.
Right.
Everything that they tell you is virgin is not virgin. Virgin hair, you can definitely tell it's virgin, because on the strand or on the weft, the hair is not the same color all the way through. You're going to, for virtual hair, you may have blotches of different colors in it. That right there shows you a grade 5A quality hair and virgin hair. Indian hair, it dries into like a beautiful wave curl pattern, and the wave pattern will loosen eventually, but as long as you get a good brand and whatnot, it just works. It has to be. You can look at the cuticles. You know, human hair has split ends just like our hair has split ends.
Right, right.
I try to tell my clients and my people that's buying hair from me, try not to use so much oil in the hair. It makes the hair frizz. It damages the hair, especially when you're using a lot of products with a lot of alcohol in it. Try to stay away from that. But you definitely can tell by the feel and by the shake of the hair and the strand test if you got good virgin hair on your hands.
And see, you know, that is really important right there, something that you shared as far as the shininess of the hair. Because some people can look at the Malaysian hair and mistake it as synthetic, and that was one of my issues because it was so shiny. I almost felt like this has got to be synthetic. There's no way this is real because it was too shiny for me. I personally like the Indian hair is my personal favorite. I've tried other brands and other styles of hair, and I guess it just depends on what look that you're also going for and creating, you know. But at the end of the day, I've always felt like I've loved just looking at their hair. It's always so long and straight, so pretty. Like when you think of Indians, you think of the long braids, and you know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
I have always just been more fond to that particular hair, but I know they got all different kind of stuff out there nowadays. And you know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be straight. I know a lot of women are rocking the kinky. I see the kinky hair, you know, the kinky weave.
Right.
Or, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's all different types of textures. Yeah.
You have the Brazilian hair as well. The Brazilian hair is the silkier hair. It's silkier and it's shinier, I'm sorry. And the texture, it's better than the Indian hair, and it holds curls better than Indian hair. And then you also have the Peruvian hair, which is coarser and thicker, which blends very well for African-American hair and also for the medium Caucasian hair. So Peruvian is for that coarser, thicker look, if that's what you're looking for. You have your women out there that have the very, you know, silky straight hair where they can go with the Brazilian hair or the Malaysian hair to blend better with their hair. But for our texture and for the Caucasian women with thicker hair, coarser hair, Peruvian is definitely the way to go.
Oh, okay. Now, see, I learned something new today. All right. Well, shoot. I'm telling you, this is why it's so important for us to get educated, you know, on the proper type of hair, you know, based upon your texture, because I know that I've often seen it also where a lot of women, when they're putting weave in their own hair and not letting a professional do it, you can see the difference in the textures of hair. And that, to me, you know, when you wear a weave, it should look natural. You shouldn't be able to look at it and see where your hair ends and where the weave hair begins, you know. And so blending it, I know, is important, but at the same time, buying the right type of hair from the beginning, that's vital. You shouldn't have to keep blending and pressing and pressing and, you know, straightening it out. And it's not working for you, okay? It's only so much that hot comb going to do. So it's important to just make sure, unless you do like Latrell does, and she's done my weaves in the past, where you put all of your natural hair up, you know, except for maybe like in the front, a little bitty piece. But now they even have the natural parts that I love. You don't have to have none of your hair out. Yeah.
That's
so
true.
So I'm
That's
loving
true.
That, too. Okay, I am truly loving that. I see we're going to get to a few calls here because, like I said, we do have a ton of calls on the line. If you're calling just to listen, all right, certainly just let us know. Just say, I'm just listening, and I'll put you back on mute. Please don't hang up, all right? We want you to certainly take advantage of this information we're learning today, all right? And so
I see there's a whole bunch of 702 in the house. That's what I'm talking about. Vegas is in deep tonight. I'm just going to say the first four numbers because we have a ton of 702 that's on the line, okay? Actually, I have two numbers with a four. Let's see. Okay, the first line is 702-44. Those are the first five numbers of your phone number here. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. I know where you're calling from. Who's on the line?
It's Latrice.
Latrice?
Yes, just Latrice.
How are you doing, Latrice?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so glad you're joining us today on Brown Sugar Radio. Did you have a question or a comment today for our special guest speaker, Latrice?
I would like to know what kind of hair, how would you know what kind of hair to get for your grade of hair?
Well, like I explained a minute ago, depending on what texture of hair you have, if you have coarse hair, I would definitely say Peruvian hair. If you have really fine hair, I would highly suggest Malaysian or the Brazilian hair because that is silkier hair.
Okay, and how would I go about placing hair or placing an order with you?
Well, I do have a website. It's hairtoeternity.com, and or you can go onto my Instagram page, which is hairtoeternity as well, and I can be found on any one of those sites where you can purchase either from my website or just go to my Instagram page. It has my contact information and everything that you would need in order to place the order with me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Latrice, thank you so much for calling in. All right, I'm going to go ahead and place you back on mute. You're welcome to either join us in the chat or you could remain on hold on the line. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, we got another 702-49. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? And I know where you're calling from. LV is in the building.
In the building pretty deep. This is Tammy.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, right. So I'm calling because I'm pretty hyped. Ms. Latrell Dean is not only my stylist, she is a personal friend, and I just wanted to ensure that it was put out on the internet airwaves that she is the bomb and that she
right.
definitely has an eye not for just style and clothing and decor in the home, but definitely for the hair. And I've been rocking with her for a while now, and
okay.
I don't think that I would ever go anywhere else. I have a 19-year-old daughter who prides herself on coming and getting her hair flied up by Latrell whenever she wants to go out or she has a special event. And I'm pleased with her services. I think that her hairline is going to take off tremendously. She will make you feel comfortable in her chair. If you have any issues as far as, you know, how your style is coming across or if you thought you liked that color or that cut and then you chose not to once it was in your hair, she has no problem with accommodating your needs and taking it out and just making you feel as special and as comfortable as you possibly can. So I'm just on here to support her and to tell everybody how wonderful she is, and not just because she's my friend but because I like to tell the truth. So.
Okay, that's what it is at the end of the day. You know, just keeping it 100. And it's, it
right.
is. You know, she just truly has that genuine compassion about
right.
her. And it's few and far between that you actually find that actually truly care about your hair, you know.
Absolutely.
And right. And so that's the one thing I love about Trell is that she is really into hair care, not just your hair looking good, but being healthy and being at its absolute best. So I didn't catch your first name, though, caller. What was your first name?
First name is Tammy, T-A-M-I.
Tammy. Hey,
yes.
All right, Tammy.
Tammy.
All right, Tammy.
Yes,
thank you
for
so
calling in, girl. Thanks for
no
representing me.
No problem. No problem. Get that
right.
and do that. That's what you're doing. In my Tamar Braxton voice, girl, you're doing that. You're doing that.
Right, right. Okay. Right. That is too cute. All right. Thank you so much, Tammy, for calling in and showing Latrell some love.
No problem.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and place you back on hold, and
okay.
We're going to grab some more callers here. All right?
Okay.
All right, cool. But she tell me probably like, yeah, and I'm going to see you Friday at 10, Trail Holla Girl.
Love her. I love her. I love her.
Right. Oh, we got another one here. 7026 is your first digit on the line. You on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hello?
7026, there you go. Hey, who's calling?
This is Harvey. How you doing?
Hey, Harvey. Doing
Hi,
pretty
Harvey.
Good.
I told
you
I was
going to
call
or
me
comment?
I have both.
Okay.
Trail's been doing my daughter's hair for over 12 years, and my fiance, I've been dating her for about 8 years, and she was trying to get it right when she first moved here, and I introduced her to Trail, and now that's who she goes to. And, you know, for all
Aww.
The men that's listening, you know, I be trying to tell my cats that be in the barbershop, you got to up your hair game, you know?
For
you
real.
Know,
you
got to
keep it on point.
You know, there's a saying, they say the way to a woman's heart is through her stomach. I be telling cats the way to a woman's heart is through her hair, you know? So you
got
to up your hair game.
That's the man is the stomach, the woman the hair and nails, right?
Yeah. So a lot of women find it fascinating when they get into a conversation. I'm able to exchange dialogue, you know. Trail definitely has educated me, you know, on the fine ends of hair. I really respect it. I really respect their craft. And got to say this while I get off the phone. Early in the conversation, you were talking about how she just switches it up. And every time, not every time, but most time I see Trail, I don't even recognize her. You know, I visit her.
Why you like that? Is that Trail?
No, it ain't even that. The first time I visited her church for the first time a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I got out of my truck and I seen her walking. I didn't know who she was. I was like, who is that? And I was like, oh, that's
Trail. That's just Latrell.
Trail's my girl, and I tell her that all the time, you know. And again, too, you know, I'll be looking on Facebook, I'll be checking her, you know, just switching it up. And, you know,
right. What you got on today, girl?
And,
right.
And I'm going to say this to you, Trail, just, you know, how we get out. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just don't, you know, just keep doing what you do best. Keep the haters hating. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
That's what's up. All right. So you holding it down for the men. He is holding it down for Brother Man.
Thanks
holding
for
it down for the men. Yes.
2013,
and
guys. Up your game. Up your game. It's 2013, man.
Okay, and treat your lady to a hair session with Latrell, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, that's what's up. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in the Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, y'all be good.
All right. All right, we have a 7027 on the line with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? Hello, 7027.
Wait, is that me?
Oh, yeah, that's you. Who is me? baby.
This is Marcus.
Marcus. Oh, okay, that's my son's name. How you doing, Marcus?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, we are having a wonderful time here tonight. You got a question or a comment for our guest Latrell tonight?
I sure do. I've been knowing Trail over 20-some years. And I just want to, you know, give a little shout-out. And I got one question. How long should a woman keep that wig before she switch it up?
me personally, I feel a woman can go 3 months. I don't suggest more than 3 months. After 3 months, it's time to definitely take that hair out of your head, wash, condition your hair, trim them ends up, do whatever needs to be done, and you can put it right back up. But I don't suggest that you go longer than 3 months.
Okay, so I'm gonna start saying 3 months when I see you looking bad. I'm just gonna say 3 months.
Just hold your three fingers up, be like, it's about that time. You know how when they be in church and they throw that one finger up, when they be like, oh, excuse me, you know, they got to go to the restroom and they throw that finger up. What I want you to do is you throw up three fingers and be like, it's about that time, baby. Excuse me.
Let's go.
Get your appointment in with Latrell.
Thank you for supporting Mark.
Oh, you know I got you, babe. Love you.
My kid.
I love you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. All right, we got another caller here, 7024. Wait a minute. Nope. I think I grabbed that one already. 240. We have one that's not a 7. Hey. 240, you're on the Edward Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from? I'm not familiar with 240. Area code 240, you're on the Edward Brown Sugar Radio. Hello. Hello.
Estee, I want to talk to me.
I don't know. Maybe they, you know, sometimes I pick people off the air and they get like shell shocked or something, you know. They like, and they freeze up. And that's why I try to let everybody know before I pick you up. Just chill. Have a good time. It ain't that serious. All righty. I don't know if I got this call or not. We got so many on the line. I think 7023, did I get you? 7023? Hello. 70233. Yes, you're on the air. They're like, wait, is that me? Did she pick me off of the air? I'm gonna go ahead and put you back on hold. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play a little music in the background. We only have a few more minutes remaining here. And it's a throwback. Because you know how we do, grown and sexy, you know. Sometimes all that 2013 music just ain't with it. So this is one of my favorites. Left Eye and Donnell Jones, what's up? I'm going to play a little bit of this in the background as we continue the show. And I just think about this song because, you know, when you got your hair on and, you know, you got your nails did, you feeling good, you know, you like, I got my swag on. When you look good, you feel good, you know, and that's what the beauty of your occupation is, helping women to have the outer beauty, which brings the inner confidence. And so in regards to, you know, you just being able to have a gift and being able to, you know, look at a woman, what I want to do is for a woman that's never tried, all right, because I know we have some of you in the chat listening, also via Facebook, I want to shout you out. Also on Twitter, those of you who are following Brown Sugar Radio and listening live, I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we want to say, what do they call a virgin? What do you call the women that have never wore a weave before? Is that a virgin?
Hair virgin.
Hair virgin. There we go. Okay. How would you introduce them to, you know, the weeds, and what would you recommend?
Well, if it's someone that, you know, a lot of women are just afraid of weaves. You know, most people think that women that wear weaves are just bald headed, have no hair,
or
whatnot. And you would be amazed. You would be amazed at how many women have hair down their back that wear hair. So for a woman that has never worn a weave, I might probably just introduce her with just a few tracks in her head first to let her try it, the feel of it. And you already know, once you wear a weave, it's a wrap. Once you put a weave in your hair, you know you stole on it, and then you want to start trying different things, because once you start seeing that extra length or just the fullness that it's giving your hair. Some women wear it for length, some women wear it for fullness. And once you get that, and once you start, you know, playing around with that hair and being able to do things to your hair that you once wasn't able to do at one time, you're sold on the weave. So I would definitely suggest and start off with maybe a few tracks for our virgin hair wearers.
Okay, and that's important not to overdo it, because they may not necessarily know the full maintenance that it takes also which is important. So once we purchase the hair, now let's talk about caring for the hair. Are there special conditioners? And listen to this. A lot of women don't even know you're supposed to wash and condition the hair. So let's get into actually caring for your, I call them tresses. All right.
Right.
Hold on 1 second, girl. Switchboard tripping. Uh-oh. Okay, it's got a mind of its own. All right, there we go. I didn't mean that to happen. It just, the volume just turned up by itself. All right, go ahead, Trev.
First of all, I'd like to say, you know, I like to use a lot of the Moroccan oils and conditioner and shampoos. I just love that. It makes the hair soft. It makes it silky. And a lot of times I try to tell the clients, don't blow dry the hair. Let the hair air dry, because that's highly recommended. If you wash the hair, let it air dry. And also, you know, try to use a moisturizing leave-in conditioner on the hair. A lot of the products such as Dove and Tresemme, all of that, that's really good because it doesn't have all of the hard chemicals and harsh chemicals that black hair products have in them. And it's easier, and it still makes the hair flow. It still leaves the hair flow. And like I said once before, use the alcohol-free serum on the products for the hair, because the alcohol will dry the hair out and make it frizzy. And you want to try to keep your tresses maintained and healthy looking as possible. So try not to weigh it down. Try not to put all that oil. You see a lot of women who throw a lot of oil in their flat irons. Flat irons are to flow, not to be stuck to your head. So I definitely, you know, like to tell the ladies out there, you can put oil in your hair. I like to use the argan oil. Love that Moroccan oil. It's light, and it gives the hair shine, but at the same time, it doesn't weigh the hair down. So definitely try to use whatever. And some shampoos are more expensive than others. So try to use what's in your budget, but try to stay away from the products that have all the alcohol in it.
Okay, and that's because the alcohol, it dries the hair?
Yes, exactly.
All right, okay, and see, that's an excellent point that you mentioned. And, you know, I also wanted to talk about as far as, earlier I had mentioned the shedding. Now, you're saying all hair sheds. But is it the better quality hair? Do you notice, is there less shedding, or is there a, a technique or hair care pointer that you can give to maybe kind of help prevent as much shedding?
Honestly, you really can't say, because you have to understand the hair is coming from different donors. So you don't have control over the shedding. All hair is definitely going to shed, but it's kind of hard to say you can do this to keep the hair from shedding. It's not very much that you can do based on, we don't know what donor has, you know, the shedding hair and which donors have less shedding. So it's kind of hard to say, but if you do condition it, wash it like you should, comb it out. Please comb the hair, ladies. Please comb the hair. When you go without combing it, it will tangle up. It will bunch up on you, and then that's where a lot of the shedding comes from. A lot of times with my clients, when I put their hair in their head, they say if you wash it and trim the ends like you would normally do your regular hair, that can help prevent some shedding, but it's not going to prevent all the shedding.
Okay. Now, do you recommend doing a hot oil treatment on weaved hair as if you would do your normal hair, or is that going to weigh it down if you do, you know, once a month, every 2 or 3 months?
Well, you can definitely do a hot oil treatment on it. You just have to make sure once you rinse the oil out, you rinse it out. You use a good shampoo that's going to get all of the oil out, because if not, of course, you do know you are going to end up having oily hair.
I tell my clients, treat the weave hair as you would treat your own hair. You
right.
have to, I feel like with the weave hair, you have to baby it a little bit more than you would do your regular hair. So you just have to take care of it as if it's your own hair. I mean, it's yours. You're wearing it. You paid for it. So why not, especially if you went out and spent all this money on the hair, why not take care of that quality product that you have in your head?
That's true. And that's the thing now. The misconception is a lot of women may feel they don't have to take care of their own hair now that they have a weave. All right, let's talk about that. We have about maybe 5 more minutes remaining. But just taking care of their own hair, what hair care regimen would you recommend while wearing a weave or maybe in between, you know, taking the weave out and giving your hair a break?
Well, I do recommend taking the weave out, giving your hair a break sometimes, but, you know, unfortunately, some of us are addicted to hair, and we dare not take our hair out and think that we're going to give it a break. So I do recommend that have your stylist take your hair out, or when you take your hair out to get your hair done, like I said, 3 months, take it out. Wash your hair, condition your hair, do a hot oil treatment on your hair, get those ends trimmed. Stop trying to hold on to that little dead hair because it's hanging past your shoulders. If it's dead, cut it off. I try to trim some of my clients' hair every time I take their hair out. I try to trim their ends, braid it back up, and then you'd be amazed at what that does for your natural hair. So just, you know, giving it that in-between time, taking it down, stop wearing these weaves 4 or 5 months, and ending up
for
coming
real.
Back, your hair grew out, and then you got dreads and the hair that, you know, your hair grew out, but now it's on the ground because you left it in your hair too long. So definitely take it out, wash it, condition it, trim them ends, hot oil treatment if you choose to, and you can put it back up, and you're good to go.
And that's the best way to do that, you know, really. It truly is. Make sure that you work with me personally. I never have put a weave in my own head. How important is that? Before we go, and then I want you to give your contact info again, all right, before we close. How important is that, though, you know, that an individual go to a professional to get their weave done instead of trying to put it in themselves?
Me personally, I think it's very important because most people wear weaves because they're trying to give their hair a break and they're trying to get possibly their hair to grow. So if you got your homegirl sister, and somebody else doing your hair, and they don't really know what they're doing, but they just putting it in just to add hair in your head, sometimes you have to be very careful with the type of thread that you use. I don't do bonding. I don't use glue as far as weave goes. I'm strictly sew-in girl. So you have to be careful with the thread. The thread could cut your hair. You just have to be professional and have to know that you have these professionals. And don't get me wrong, because not all of us know better either. Not all of us know best, but
right.
we do need to know a little more than the ones who are not professionals. So I highly recommend, and I can't count everybody's money. I'm not in everybody's pocket. If you can afford to get your hair done by a professional, there are a lot of women, there are a lot of men out there that do hair that can do fabulous weaves. Take that time, invest in it. Invest in getting that done the proper way, and I promise you, you will never go sit back in somebody's kitchen again just because.
See, and it's so important to make sure that you have someone that is familiar with doing weaves the proper technique so that your hair doesn't break, as y'all heard today on Brown Sugar Radio. So, Latrell, I certainly have enjoyed you. And, I mean, our time is coming on. These little 30, 35 minutes go too quick. Okay, right. But, listen, I am just so glad to have you back on the show. You know you welcome back anytime. I know God is going to bless your business. I see a prospering girl beyond measure. And so it's just been an honor to have you on the show. Can't wait to see you at your hair launching party, girl, on the 30th. So That's really exciting. Did you want to share information in regards to your the launching of your hair party, any social networks that you may not have mentioned, and then what's the best way for my listeners to contact you?
Your listeners can contact me on Instagram, on Instagram at Hair to Eternity. That's HairToEternity. I'm also on Facebook under my name, Latrell Dean. And my website is hair2eternity.com. And so all the listeners that want to order hair, right now I'm doing a promo. If you listen in, we have a discount code. Plug in that H2E and get your special deals from me. And other than that, I mean, it's a pleasure being on here and being able to speak out to the community. And I thank everyone that actually showed me some love and called in and supported me on this journey. But it definitely has just begun, but definitely is far from over.
Okay, that's right. The best is yet to come. All right, is how I like to end that note on. All right, well, thank you, Latrell. Like I said, I can't wait to see you, girl, at the end of this month, and we'll definitely have to do it all over again. So it has been a pleasure having you on Brown Sugar Radio this evening.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
All right. All right, thank you so much for coming. All right, so that is for all of my loyal listeners that are chiming on in tonight. You have it here on Brown Sugar Radio. You want to go ahead and check out our Hair to Eternity website and, you know, show us some love, support her. I think it's great to see someone with so much drive and ambition doing awesome things in the world. There's so many negative things that are taking place. It's good to see people that focus on positivity and that want to grow and become an entrepreneur. And so just make sure that y'all do the best you can to show her some love and support her. I would greatly appreciate that. If you can't afford to get your hair done now, go ahead and add her on Instagram. And then whenever you're able to, give her a call and work it on out. Those of you who are not in the local Vegas area, so you can certainly spread the word. You never know who's where and why. And, you know, things always happen for a reason. So make sure y'all spread the word about Latrell and her new hair product line. All right? So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and close for this evening. And, you know, I always like to close with a motivational saying. And the quote that I'm going to end with tonight is, develop an open heart and mind and learn to capitalize on opportunities that will not come around again. It is better to look ahead and prepare than to look back with regret. So feel the fear and do it anyway. All right. Well, I hope that certainly has blessed you on this evening. I'll be back in action on Saturday. We have another spicy segment on Brown Sugar Radio, another treat in store for you with another talent this Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Make sure y'all keep it locked and loaded here on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and go. I've had a blast, and thank you all for joining me. Make sure you spread the word on Brown Sugar Radio. That's sugar with no R, S-U-G-A. All right, Brown Sugar Radio. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And other than that, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic night. I'm going to go ahead and rock out now. I can blast this Donnell Jones, baby. You know what's up. Hey.
Say what, you know that I like it, baby. Ooh, girl, you know what. what's up.